You know that big meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping? Yeah, that one? Well, it looks like it's not happening before the Trump tariffs are set to escalate. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 7th day of February. Thanks for being with us, everybody. With that headline, you know what happened to the markets, and we'll share those numbers with you. Twitter told us how many active users they have. What the heck happened over at Wells Fargo again today? It might surprise you who the big slug of renters are in the United States. We know and we're telling. Sears has been sold, and it just happened this afternoon. Those stories, the markets, and our guest is Dr. Mark Finkelstein, the director of the Jewish Community Relations Commission of Iowa. We're going to be talking about the rising trend in hate groups and, in particular, anti-Semitism. But first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 7th day of January 2019. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. So you remember that big meeting that was going to take place between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping? It was to have happened before the self-imposed deadline of March 1st because on that date, tariffs are set to increase to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Well, it looks like that meeting ain't going to take place. President Trump confirmed today that he does not plan to meet with the president of China before that March 1st deadline. Asked by a reporter whether there would be a meeting before the deadline, Mr. Trump said no. When asked whether there would be a meeting in the next month or so, Mr. Trump said, not yet, maybe. Who knows? Well, of course, that news sent shockwaves through Wall Street, and stocks sank by more than 1% today. Wall Street had already been under pressure after the European Commission slashed its Eurozone growth forecasts for 2019. Why? Expected slowdown on that continent. Disappointing financial forecasts from several companies, including Twitter, also gave traders pause today. The Dow fell by 220 points, the NASDAQ off by 86, and the S&P 500 was down by over 25 points. We'll have all the numbers later in the newscast. You know, we just mentioned Twitter a few seconds ago, and today, for the first time, we learned the number of daily users the company has. It is 126 million people. After years of withholding the figure, choosing instead to just share its monthly user base, Twitter reported what it called a monetizable daily active user number in its quarterly earnings report. The number of users, by the way, grew by 9% year over year to hit that 126 million mark. Twitter claimed the number is not comparable to rival services that also report daily users. For instance, Snapchat reported 186 million daily users in its quarterly report earlier this week, and Facebook said it has 1.5 billion daily users. Twitter also reported $791 million in ad revenue in the fourth quarter of last year. That's an increase of 23% year over year. Meanwhile, for the full year, Twitter generated $2.6 billion. That was up from $2.1 billion in 2017. Even with all that news, Twitter stock was down by nearly 10% to $30.80 a share. Wells Fargo customers were unable to use debit cards or access online banking because a systems issue caused intermediate outages today. The outage seemed to be nationwide, with customers taking to social media to express their concerns and their grievances. Some customers said they were experiencing difficulty buying gas and getting to work, while others were unable to purchase food or pay bills. It's unclear how many customers were impacted by the outage, though a spokesman did confirm that it did take place. This is the second service outage in less than a week for the bank, which had to apologize last Friday for a similar issue. Well, renters earning $150,000 or more per year were the fastest growing group of renters. That, according to a recent study by apartment listing site RentCafe.com. Between 2007 and 2017, top-earning renters increased by 175%, while homeowners in the same income bracket exhibited a 67% growth rate. Out of the 43.3 million renters nationwide, 2.1 million are top earners, according to the latest U.S. available census data. Of course, lower-income people still make up the majority of renters. Two-thirds of renter households earned less than $60,000, and plenty of rich people are snapping up homes. But this growing number of affluent renters tells us something about the housing market. Even they are finding it tough to buy a home. So what's up? Well, if you're living in one of the more expensive parts of the country, like, say, a coastal city, it could be all true that everything is priced out of reach. In the past 10 years, the median value of homes in America has increased nearly 30%. To $223,000. That's according to Zillow data. But in San Francisco, prices have increased 90% in the past decade. In New York, they've gone up 46%. And in many other cities, you'll need to earn a six-figure salary to buy. And many younger consumers, even those who make bank, are saddled with student loan debt, which makes it harder to save up for a buy. Now you know. A Sears bankruptcy judge today approved Sears Holdings Chairman Eddie Lambert's $5.2 billion takeover of the beleaguered retailer, allowing the department store to narrowly avert liquidation and preserve tens of thousands of jobs. Judge Robert Drain approved the sale after a hearing spanning several days in a White Plains, New York federal bankruptcy court. He overruled objections, including from an unsecured creditors committee. Those creditors, including vendors and landlords, argued they would fare better in a liquidation and that the process for selling Sears was unfair. Lambert, the only bidder to offer to keep Sears alive through his hedge fund ESL Investments, agreed to a deal for 425 stores after round-the-clock negotiations back in January. The takeover aims to preserve about 45,000 jobs. Well, stocks closed lower today as it became clear the meeting between President Trump and President Xi Jinping would not happen before a key March deadline. The Dow lost 220 points to close at 25,169. The S&P 500 pulled back 0.9% to end the day at 2706, and the NASDAQ lagged, sliding about 1.2% to close at 7288. China and the U.S. have until the start of March to strike a trade deal, otherwise additional tariffs on Chinese goods take effect. And the news is that both sides are quite a ways apart on any deal. On the news, shares of Caterpillar and Deere both fell by more than 1%. Boeing dropped by 0.9%. The market was already on edge as worries about the global economy were rekindled. The European Commission slashed its growth outlook for the Eurozone this year, as it expects the bloc's largest economies to be held back by global trade tensions. Shares of BB&T and Sun Trust Bank bucked the overall negative trend, gaining 4% and 10.2% respectively. The two stocks rose after BB&T agreed to buy SunTrust for more than $28 billion. That deal, the biggest in a decade within the banking sector, creates a $66 billion company and the sixth largest U.S. bank by assets. Gold lost 80 cents today to trade at $1,307.70 an ounce. Crude oil was off by $1.43 to close at $52.58 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note also fell, paying 2.66%. When we come back, we're going to visit with Dr. Mark Finkelstein. He's the director of the Jewish Community Relations Commission of Iowa. We're going to talk about the growth of hate groups and, in particular, the uptick in anti-Semitism, not only in the nation, but even here in the Midwest. And yes, there is an impact on business. Dr. Mark Finkelstein coming up next here on the Business News Hour.